at the moment I'm selling rugs. I'm sorry, my English is not so good. When I'm talking rugs, Australian people think I'm talking about drugs. Do you know R-U-G?
They mistake your pronunciation of rugs for drugs.
And I tried to say R-U-G-S. I'm talking about rugs.
Rugs, I see. Thank you. That's our friend, the Hazara rug maker, Najef Mazari. He had to run for his life from Afghanistan. He ended up in Australia, the war, the Taliban. It took a lot from Najef, but it did not take his stories. The Hazara people have been telling folktales for thousands of years. Najef Mazari and Robert Hillman have collected some of them in a book they call The Honey Thief. One of my favorites from this collection, a Hazara folktale called The Music School, ends with this pretty potent maxim. God is patient with the obedient, but he treasures the disobedient. You don't hear the Brothers Grimm ever saying that. Here's Robert Hillman retelling part of it.
Karimzand picked up the tula and put it to his lips. Within seconds, the dark little house with its unplastered walls was transformed into the garden of an emperor filled with the song of nightingales. Karimzand placed the tula on the cushion once more and said to Abdullah, "Pick it up." When Abdullah reached for the instrument with gladness, Karimzand said, "Wait." Then he pointed at the top of the tula and said, "Do not pick it up at this end, by any means, unless you wish to offend me." Then he pointed at the bottom of the tula from where the music emerged. "Do not pick it up from this end by any means, or you will certainly offend me." Finally, he pointed to the middle of the tula and said, "Do not pick it up here by any means, or you will offend me. I will use the instrument to bruise your skull." Abdullah was baffled. How could he grasp the tula if not at either end or not in the middle? He reached out his hand once, twice, 10 times, 20 times, and each time he withdrew it. Finally, he climbed to his feet, brushed the tears from his eyes, and went home. All through the next day, while he crushed beetles in his uncle's orchard, he thought about the tula and how it could be taken up in such a way that the madman would not be offended. He could find no solution. He thought to himself, "The master does not wish to teach me." All the same, his mind kept returning to the problem, but without reward. In the end, he went to the house of the madman, driven by the desire to learn the tula. He thought, "I'm becoming mad myself. Will this satisfy the master when I'm also a madman?" Karimzand sat the boy before the tula. "Now, pick up the instrument. However, I am a man quickly moved to anger. If you pick it up at this end, I will beat you to within an inch of your life. If you pick it up at this end, I will tear the skin from your bones and feed you to the ants. And if you pick it up here between the two ends, I will make myself a breakfast of your entrails." This time, Abdullah didn't consider anything except his desire to hold the tula. He reached out and grasped the instrument and held it firmly. He expected a blow from the madman, or even worse, the flash of a sharp knife. Instead, he saw on the face of Karimzand a smile that stretched from his left ear to his right. "You see," said Karimzand, "it is not so difficult to pick up the tula."
Robert Hillman reading from Najef Mazari's Hazara folktale called The Music School. Their book of Hazara folktales is called The Honey Thief.